Welcome to the Troll Is Life Fantasy Football Podcast, where we give tips, tricks, and advice to win your league. And here's your host, the Troll Boy. You know me, I don't need no introduction and shit. Welcome into the Fantasy Board. I'm here with Lamar. Lamar, what's going on, man?
What's going on, man?
No much. What's going on? How are you? Yes, Dan, we hear you clear as day. I wish we didn't. let's real quick. I mean, talk about right now. Lay down.
To me, it was a fair trade. Like, Evan Engram is like, he's not on the level as Kelsey, but he's like a tier two. You said what?
He's in the tier below Kelsey.
Yeah, he's in the tier below Kelsey. And then the players that he got with Engram was like the icing on the cake. I think the problem is with everybody in the troll is that Kelsey already had a squad, and that was like an added bonus to Casey by getting Kelsey. He didn't need Kelsey, but now he got Kelsey to just make his roster just look 10 times better.
But he also has four other Chiefs, so, I mean –
But that's going to hurt. But in reality, that's going to hurt him because all four players ain't going to go off every week.
Right.
They're not going to go off every week on a Sunday together. They go off, and the other two may not put up numbers.
I totally agree.
But I think his roster looks better now, Tommy's. I think D-Jax, he'll start Jackson. I mean, who else does he have to start over Jackson right now? He'll start Jackson. I mean, hell, he might even
Here's my problem with Tommy. Tommy, if you was going to offer up Kelsey, why you didn't tell nobody on the troll board, hey, Kelsey's for sale? Like,
He could have had a bit more for Kelsey.
Yeah, I think he could have got way more for Kelsey, in my opinion. Like, I feel like Evan Engram, that was a wash, but he could have got better players than D-Jack and Carlos High, in my opinion.
Yeah, for Kelsey.
Yeah, I agree.
If I was him, this is what I would have done. I would have traded Kelsey away for like an RB2 and a wide receiver 2. And then I would have just streamed the tight end position from there.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
It would have made him a lot better. I mean, like just streaming tight end all year. But at the same time, I mean, rolling in with Le'Veon Bell, if he's healthy, and then like another running back number two, plus he has LeSean McCoy, and then he can roll in with his Chris Godwin and then another wide receiver too. I've been competitive in the league.
Yeah. I just feel like you could have got – yes, I think Evan Engram was a good return value.
Yeah, he could have definitely got better quality players. Not, you know, it's all about quality, not quantity, I feel like, in this league.
Yes, indeed. We play so many starting positions that those two or three players that can go off every week will definitely help out your roster.
Yeah, I would rather have like really strong players and be weak at the flex rather than having a very balanced, not even balanced, like one good player at each position. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Hey, there's Casey.
Oh yeah. There's Casey. Let's get his opinion on his own trade. Casey, I think it was a fair trade, but I think everybody else agrees on this podcast that advertised Kelsey was up for sale, he probably could have got a better turn. Casey, are you there?
What's up, fellas?
You're there, Casey.
What's up, fellas?
What's going on? Did you hear anything I said?
Nah, you was cutting out. I heard if you would have advertised Kelsey, he would have got a better trade.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, do you agree or disagree? Do you agree that if Han advertised that Kelsey was up for sale, that he would have got a better offer?
Quite possibly, yeah. But he said send trades earlier, and I sent a Kelsey trade earlier that didn't have DeSean Jackson and had Robbie Anderson, and he said he wouldn't take it. So, yeah, I said I'd give you a 3-for-1 because the team needs depth. And I broke down Hyde having 13 carries for 81 yards, only getting 37% usage. That's going to go up. And that Ingram had 14 targets with Shepard, but Shepard ain't going to be there this week. And D-Jack is better than all his receivers except Sanders. And he might be better than Sanders.
Yeah, like I said, I think it makes his roster better. Me and Mike were talking about
makes him more balanced.
Yeah, me and Mike were talking about it in a DM, and Mike was like, yeah, he'll probably win 3 or 4 games now.
Hey, I'm going to be honest, though. Lamar, right. You got to think about who you trade. I totally agree with that. Like, I did win on that end of the stick, but he also got his team better. Now, whether he shopped around the other people or not, that's a good question. But and ultimately, his team got better. And let's just say Melvin Gordon comes back week 5. And he's 2-3, maybe, if he can muster that out, possibly. It's not looking likely, but if you get Melvin Gordon, Bell, Ingram, it's solid.
He might as well just trade Bell now, honestly.
If I was him, I would trade Bell. I would trade Bell a 2-for-1. I would get a better receiver, and I would get a lesser running back if I was him.
I totally agree. I agree to that point, especially if Melvin Gordon said he is coming back week 6/week 8 between those weeks, then yeah, it's I think it's time to trade Bell now.
Hey, I agree, man.
For who? I'm not sure who would be a good trade.
I was just gonna ask.
Someone's out.
What's a good package for something like Bell?
Honestly, he should trade Bell to Mike
he should trade Bell for Galladay and another running back. Mike got a couple running backs.
Yeah, I was gonna say Connor and whatever his wide receiver 3 is.
Why don't he go?
My question is, this is my thing with this league, man. And I'm sorry I'm coming on talking, but I like to talk on podcasts. Like, y'all want to talk about me and Nate. Every trade I make, we blow it up. Because, I'm going to be all the way honest with you. Antonio Brown is playing this whole season. So, Nate would have been out of Tyreek Hill for, let's just say, 5 weeks. They say 4 to 6. I think he's going to come back in 4 weeks, maybe 3. But I wouldn't care if he didn't come back till 6 weeks to have him completely healthy. But now he has Antonio Brown. And he gave away Robbie Anderson, who he wasn't really feeling he had on the bench anyway. But now he got instant offense and AB. But y'all give him grief about that, about the whole what-if thing. So I get that. Nate made his team better off that. Han just made his team better. Like, the first Han trade, I ain't gonna lie, I got over on him, man. He must have thought – he must have thought Gordon was coming back week 1. I told him I could send y'all the inbox on the messenger on our troll board. I told him, I said, man, it ain't looking good for Gordon. They cut off the talks, but he could come back. But he wasn't sold on Fournette. And I'm not really sold on Fournette, to be honest with y'all, but I'm going to rock with him as a number 2 for now.
I liked y'all's trade. I just didn't like that, A, you gave him Robinson, and then he goes and drops Robertson, and then you get him back again. So it's basically
When I traded Nate, I had to drop a receiver, and I dropped Robinson. It says it on the app as a trade.
Oh.
And then I went to go put in a bid for him, and it just said add. So I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna add him back because that's their third best receiver. Like, I'm sitting here thinking right now, though. I do have four. I really got three Chiefs receivers. I don't plan on playing Robinson for real. But the thing is, that could be bad for me, too, because if the Chiefs have a bad week and not score points, then I'm fucked. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought about that.
Yeah.
But I think with Hill and Kelsey, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be solid. It's going to be solid now with Watkins and Kelsey. But when Hill come back, Watkins is going to drop off a little bit. He's going to be like a bottom flex player.
Yeah, I agree to a point. I just felt as if Nate could have offered somebody else rather than Robinson, just because it's good to have depth, especially at the receiver position where we play three receivers and two flexes. I just feel like it makes a little bit more sense.
That's definitely where I disagree. I think wide receiver is a position where you don't need as much depth. I feel like running back is where you need more depth than wide receiver. And to me, with Tyreek out, I mean, I didn't have too much wide receivers to begin with. I can get Beasley, but at the same time, I've offered up so many trades already to booster my wide receivers. I couldn't afford to lose the next 2 or 3 weeks because my wide receivers weren't strong. I couldn't sit there. The way I felt was, if Tyreek comes back and I'm already out of playoff contention, what the hell does that do me any good?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you trading away Hill. Like I said, I don't think it was a bad trade. I just felt like it could have been a little bit better, especially on your end. Now it really, if you look at it, I mean, like I said, Casey has three Chiefs receivers now. You know, it's just a matter of almost like a boom or bust type thing. They legitimately have to have.
He's putting it all.
Everyone legitimately has to hit.
He's doing what he did like last year with the Rams. He's putting all his eggs in one basket.
Yep, and my week 12 bye week, Dan, is versus you, and I have no Chiefs, so be happy. So, yeah, look, bro, this the thing y'all don't understand. Lamar be trying to put y'all on game. I study every single little thing. I already know right now who's like when I play Nate has none of his good players on bye. I have one. When I play you week 12, I have all the Chiefs players on bye. You're probably going to beat me. That's a week I'm going to lose. I know that. But then I got lucky, and I got Han the last week of the season. So, I mean, it's about studying and knowing your shit. Like, to me, and I truly mean this, like, I didn't want to give up Deshaun Jackson. I really didn't because, like, if y'all heard me and Lamar talking during the game, Carson Wentz was going to Deshaun Jackson almost every other play.
Oh, I know.
Like,
yeah. Look at Ertz's production. Ertz's production was down in that game. I know it's only been 1 week, but still.
Ertz's production is going to be down all season because they got more weapons.
Yep.
They got more weapons. They don't have to feed. They don't have to force feed Ertz anymore.
Yep, you're right. And they got a backup tight end that they even like to rotate in on series.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Well, we went through some of the trades there. Does anybody got the matchups pulled up on their phone?
Who's doing it?
Yeah, let's run down these matchups on for week two.
Okay.
I'm trying to.
Oh, cool! I'm able to do it. All right, cool.
On the side note, Han just put me onto this bookie, man. I'm about to do a big bet tonight.
All right. Let's go this first game. We got Mike Shelton versus Baba Yaga of fantasy. Baby Yaga. I don't know. What the hell does that mean? What does that mean, Lamar?
Nate, you should know what it means. You've seen the John Wick movies. You don't know what that means for real? That's what they call. That's what they call John Wick. It means it's the boogeyman in Russian.
Oh, the book. Okay.
Okay, so are we going over Lamar and Mike's matchup?
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know, me and Mike have been in active trade talks for 24 hours now. And it's falling out every time. Oh, legit. We started trade talks yesterday at like 8 p.m. and have not quit.
Mike talks about us being difficult to trade with. Nah, that listen, motherfucker is the most difficult person to trade with. Insane.
I'll go over that matchup real quick. You got Rivers versus Prescott. I'm going to give it to Dak because he's rolling with the hot hand right now. I'm gonna
take Rivers.
I don't know. I'm going Rivers.
No, I'm going Dak, man.
Rivers
dude,
against that.
Dak is on a – I hate to say it, man, but Dak is finding every receiver now. It's not just one player. Like, I'm going Dak.
Listen, we're talking Dak against that shitty Redskins D. And on top of that
– That's not
– Listen, Rivers
– Oh, the Redskins don't have
– Rivers is missing Hunter Henry and Mike Williams.
Which leads to
like 20.
No, listen, which leads to Lamar having Keenan Allen, which is going to get like 20 targets.
That definitely helps.
And I do not like Connor versus Seattle, man. I don't. I'm telling you that right now.
I don't like David Johnson versus Baltimore either.
But I like Johnson more as a PPR threat with the catches because I'm going to tell you this. I don't like Connor all year long. I don't. I don't like Connor at all. And vice versa. I'm a Steelers fan. I keep it real. We're not going to be able to run the ball versus Seattle, and Carson ain't going to be able to run versus us.
All right. Well, then we got Carson and Damian Williams. I honestly think Damian Williams fell off since McCoy came through.
Williams gonna take one screen pass to the house. I'm telling you, which I hope he don't because I got all the other Chiefs players, so I want everyone else to score. But man, I don't know, man. But Adams got to bounce back versus a tough Vikes defense. You got Galladay going against the top corner in the Chargers, and then you got Crowder playing with a fucking Trevor Siemian.
Yeah, his receivers took a big hit. I feel like or took a big hit this week.
He's got a running back two on the bench in Montgomery right now.
No, he's RB1. That's what he said.
He's got his RB1 on the bench right now.
That's a different discussion.
Against Denver, which Josh Adams tore up Denver, or Josh Jacobs. What did I say? Yeah, Josh Jacobs tore up Denver. I don't know why I said Adams.
But then he got Kirk versus Baltimore. I think White's a safe bet, but it might be a blowout. They might give Burkhead more touches.
All right, let's hear it, guys. Yeah. Who are you taking in this matchup?
I'm going Lamar.
I have Lamar
by a landslide.
Yeah, but I got Lamar also.